And we're going to go 3, 2, 1. Play your video, Joe.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. And don't you wanna really dance with me? No, I could dance like horrible. Michael Jackson.
Oh, son. Right there.
I could be your thug.
And the reason why we could never post son. That. And
it's a thriller. Oh, in the track.
Michael Jackson could do it, and he let all the kids go to Neverland Ranch.
Wow. Whoa.
He we let just all went the off. Kids wow. go, bro.
What? Okay, so
if you,
you,
were,
know, this
if you
is,
were a
this
kid,
what,
you got a free ticket to go to Neverland Ranch. I got one in the mail. I got one in the mail.
Just stop. Just
I never went, but I had one in the mail.
Just stop. Oh my God! Welcome, One Down Five Up, where we talk about motorcycles and crappy videos that Joe has.
It
tried
was
to
not
make.
All y'all that liked the video could go ahead and like, send some comments, man. You know, it really shuts Happy up if you could just do a comment or two, and it would really make me happy.
There's nothing that shuts Happy up.
Well, a comment would probably, you know, put you on mute for a little while.
I don't know if that's going to work.
No. I'm just going to then ridicule that person and say, what did you pay them in order to get some? There's no way.
I just had a good taste. That's all.
Okay. Do you feel better now, though?
I feel a lot better
You've
now that we're not talking
over
about
a
video, a podcast that had nothing to do with me. Yeah, great. Yeah, now,
nothing
you know
to
what?
Do with you.
Now I can turn this way.
Oh, now you can turn this way.
And then we
way.
Can talk about actual motorcycle-related activities.
Okay, so you want to bring us into where motorcycle topic of the day today?
Yes, because I can actually talk about this now because we're not talking about Happy and Kyle Productions like y'all are worldwide, prestige worldwide.
I feel some hate over there.
No hate, sir.
Did you want Joe Kyle or did you want Joe Happy?
No, I don't want
Boogie Kyle.
I don't want no part of that. What I want parts of is this episode that we're talking about rider safety.
Rider safety.
Yep.
Rules of the road.
Rules of the road.
Stupid rules of the road.
The rules of the road. I mean, there's. Is there like a book of these rules?
Yeah, I don't know. We've been riding. I know I've gotten tickets and stuff.
But it must have been in there.
Is there a book that somebody
can
read?
Yeah, it's called the law book.
The law book.
But there's different etiquettes that might not be, you know.
We could talk about rules. I mean, to me, there's four different types of ride styles. You have offensive, defensive, aggressive, and asshole.
How do you possibly fall under all four? That's
I don't possibly fall under all four. That is. I would like to say I'm a very offensive driver. I am not a...
You are offensive. This is correct.
Where's my lie button on here?
Lie?
Lie?
Yeah,
lie.
It's called
the cap. Offensive or defensive?
It's called the
not
cap.
Not offensive. Offensive, like I don't wait for passive cage driving fools to determine my ride. See, I make the offense.
You know what irritates me is that you say cage like it's you drive to work in a car more than you ride your motorcycle.
No, I don't.
Yes,
it's almost
do.
Like
no, I don't.
The way
you
ride
to, did you ride to work?
Yeah, I have my bike outside.
You keep your bike at work.
No, that's only because I haven't. It's been the shuffling thing. Okay, it's I. You know what?
I'm not. You can't really cool someone that comes to work in a car every day when you do it.
Yeah, but then again, that's his cage.
I hate
your
it.
Cage is the cubicle.
It's not the cubicle. It's not. It's a tower, sir. And I'm the king of the
once
tower.
Once again.
Yeah.
It's been a circumstantial thing about me driving the truck.
Are you mad because you're not the queen of the tower? Is that what this whole thing just boils down to?
You know what? I am mad, but that's a whole different thing, okay? We're talking about ride styles and safety today, not about your freaking personal love with your personal assistant, okay? And how you have this little bitch boy.
What in the world is going on over there?
He's doing a lot of slurping.
It's Thursday.
Now we're here chewing.
Just to fill in the empty space.
Shiga shiga boom boom.
We gotta bring it back.
Still live.
So I'm glad that's going like 8 weeks strong now.
I gave you a week off. I gave you a week off.
No, no, we had it in there last week.
We just gave him the singing.
No, we did shiga shiga boom boom. We talked about it. That's never going not be in my life.
All right. So as we get back to the actual podcast topics.
Podcast topics.
Safety. What are some close calls you've had happen?
I bet, let's just go with this, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
There's probably far less close calls. Let's talk about your one close call story first. All
right, so it was as you know, that I'm an avid rider. When I had a bike, I would ride every single day.
All 2 weeks you had your bike.
I did not. I had it for like 6 months.
Six months.
And I rode every single day to work. Rode every day. Rain, shine, sleet, snow, did not matter. Rode every day because that's how pumped I was. Nonetheless, my wife, Kimberly, y'all might know her, might not. I don't know.
If you've at least heard her voice.
If you've watched, you might
know her, you might not.
She was like, hey, I need something from the grocery store because she was cooking dinner. Say less. I'm that guy. I got you. Ain't no worries. Let me hold on. I'm on that. So I went to the grocery store.
Is that what your bike sound like?
No, it had grenades on it, so you know it sounded a lot nicer than that. It was like... No. Had grenades. It was very loud.
You need a new motorcycle exhaust sound effect, okay?
That was for like when Gabe was on that.
I just like the scooter exhaust episode. Like, sound.
That's because you ride a damn scooter. We're not talking about you right
damn.
Now.
Damn. All right, anyway. Dang, you got me.
All right, so I was like, say less. I got you. Let me hop on my bike. She was very, you know, as wives are, no, take the car. It's safer. It's dark. I ain't about that life. I was like, whatever. We're about to ride this bike. And it was at that transition where it was cold and still warm, but at night it was cold. So I put on a hoodie, rolled out, black hoodie, black bike, everything. Only thing they could see on me was my zebra stripe helmet.
Really. I love Christy Mack.
And I love Christy Mack. It was reflective so that I felt like I was safer. Anyway, so I'm going down Rafer Road, and where Rafer Road, it tees to Skyboat, and then you can cross the intersection, and it continues on to Rafer Road. I was going to the Rafer Road Walmart, the neighborhood Walmart. The lanes kind of merge, kind of like they come to...
Why'd you go Rafer Road Walmart, not Skyboat Walmart?
I would never...
Yeah, Skyboat Walmart
I didn't want to have to take my Bulletproof vest with me when
correct.
I
went.
So...
I just wondered.
Yeah, and it was all the way down, you know, all the way down Skyboat. That. All I had to do was I lived off of Rafer Road, just go straight across, you know, I was like 2 miles away.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Anyway, so the lanes, there's three lanes coming in, three lanes going into the other side of the intersection, but they kind of like, they're veered off.
They shift.
Yeah, they shift. They're not directly across. So me, being in between two lanes... had two cars beside me, I just closed my eyes and wished for the best.
So hold on. Didn't you see these cars?
I did, but because when I go this way, the Porsche, it was a Porsche behind me, got right here and the other car's already right here. I couldn't get over.
So they merged. You stayed straight.
I stayed straight. Yeah, basically. They merged. They got into their right lanes.
They did a little J-turn.
Straight. Yep,
did a J-turn, and you stayed straight.
And then I was just closed my eyes and waited for that whole transaction.
Why would
be
you
over.
Close your eyes?
I was nervous, man. I didn't know what else to... I closed my eyes. Everything worked out. Okay? Because I'm
so you just literally pushed the I believe button.
Like, Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah, that's what I did.
That's getting out of the soundboard.
Thank you.
So
I believe button.
I believe, and I closed my eyes, and everything was fine. The Porsche guy kind of like...
When did you know to open your eyes?
Like 5 seconds. It wasn't like the whole ride.
You had your eyes closed?
I didn't like ride the whole way there, my eyes closed. It was like five seconds.
Something scary happens and he just closes his eyes.
Yeah, it happens like when we're scared.
That what happens when you go to bed at night?
I am scared of the dark though. That's a real thing. You can ask Kimberly or Alan, anybody. They know.
Why would Alan know that you're scared of the dark?
Because he used to think it was funny when we would close the store at night that he would turn off all the lights and then like run out and then I'd be in there by myself in the dark and he would hear me running through the store trying to hurry up and get out.
Tripping over bikes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, oh, look, I'm scared of dark, man. It's one of these things, man. You don't know. All right, you just don't understand. All right, so anyway.
How do we not have children screaming in horror right then?
I mean, I got children in excitement, but I wasn't expecting him to be afraid of the dark.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah, it goes, it's very deep.
So.
I got traumatized as a child.
So your whole 6 months of riding experience, you only had one close call riding in Fayetteville?
One close call that involved other cars. And I could do it. One time I rolled out a BAC like super, I leaned it super hard and it caught. And when it caught, it kind of tried to dip me, but I had to bring it right back. Because if not, I was sliding all the way down.
That's how I ended up in my first accident.
Yeah, so I just shoot and then I came right back up. Thank goodness.
Okay. And then you got a scrape mark to be like, oh yeah, I'm leaning hard.
Yeah.
I leaned. I got my chicken strip deep into the rubber.
It caught. I felt it. It was like, it was trying to dip me down, but I was like, not today, wrong. Satan.
I got my chicken strip deep into the rubber. Like,
deep
what?
Into the rubber.
So many things going on there.
So many things.
Yeah, what about you, Happy? I mean, I know you went through 8 motorcycles, so you have
to I've only
stories.
Gone, okay, first of all.
Cheers.
I've only actually told one of my bikes.
Okay. Do we need to, like, insurance disclosure, if any? If
no, 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 because they're all legit.
If Progressive is listening right now, do know that this is all made up in fairy tale stories.
And in Mexico.
And in Mexico. I guess they don't have Progressive in Mexico.
It's not Geico. Progressive does not go to Mexico.
It's not Geico, is it?
Oh, you almost had it.
No. No, but it's Progressive. The first bike.
Is that Progressive?
No, Progressive is Happy's insurance company.
Oh. Yeah. I got Progressive, but that's just because, you know.
Anyways.
Is this one of the things we're not allowed to talk about, the no list? I know Happy, the one thing I talked about.
No, no, but before. Shut your mouth. Just stop talking. Just you just stop. Go back to your TikToks and stuff. Hey, Happy Cow Productions.
Who are you
doing?
More mad at?
I know. I don't know. Let's move forward. So
this episode is so much better than
I've had
the last
three
one.
Total wrecks or
you just
bikes.
Said you only totaled one bike.
I've
really.
Only totaled one.
Your math, yes.
I've yeah. only done. Yeah, I've only job. Actually been responsible for totaling one bike.
You just said you got in three accidents.
No. I said I've had three bikes totaled.
Oh, okay.
First one,
yep.
My fault.
Yep.
Okay.
Which bike was that?
That was my. Oh, I love that one. It was a 2015 cross country. It was my first bagger.
Uh-huh.
And. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning. I was tired.
Didn't have nothing to do with that.
No, nothing to do with.
We didn't. We didn't ever sell that bike.
You did. You totaled it out for me.
What color was it?
It was red and black.
I don't remember.
It was my second bike.
Well, narrows it down at an Indian dealership.
What did you buy, the red cross country after that?
That's the way I ended up in the red cross country.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the red and black cross country. That was the first bike. That was her name was Tay-Tay, and that's the one that.
It's so weird that you name bikes.
Like it's fine to name them, but Tay-Tay.
You didn't hear that story.
No, it's just, I don't think so.
When I came, so I had my Victory Gunner. I came across the border, okay?
From Mexico?
No, from Canada. I was driving from Alaska to North Carolina.
I see.
Okay, and just got into North
Carolina. How's the Border Patrol? Are they pretty tight?
They were nice.
I bet you knew. They're like, God, thank God he's getting out of Canada. Go, hurry.
Get out.
Sure. Hurry. Do not have any resistance.
Wait, side question. Who works the Border Patrol? Is it people from the U.S. or is it people from
both
Canada?
Sides.
There's both sides. You know, there's they just kind of like, hey, Todd, hey, Frank.
And they were like, no, we're not taking them. And Canada was like, yes, you are. And U.S. was like, no, we don't want them. And it was kind of like one of those back
you just
and forth.
Had, you just got
rock,
lucky.
Paper, scissors.
You just got lucky that you went to the Canada gate and not the U.S. Anyways.
Coming into America, you go to the American gate. Going into Canada, you go to the Canada gate.
Yeah, they were playing rock, paper, scissors for Happy.
Know,
thank goodness,
anyways,
I
came across the border. I called my boy, okay, my heterosexual life partner, Nick, all right?
Of course.
And I said, hey, I'm here. Are you ready to go see Tay-Tay tonight? Now, backstory is his daughter had leukemia, okay? He bought these tickets 8 months prior, all right? And he was going to end up burning his tickets. Well, he was going to take his fiance's younger sister and her friend all by himself. I was like, you're going to be stuck at Tay-Tay with just two teenage girls. And he goes, yeah. I was like, that sounds horrible. Because, and so I was like, I'll come, I'll leave Alaska early and I'll come down there. I'll meet you and I'll go with you. So I call him up and I say, hey, I'm here. You ready to go see Tay-Tay tonight? And he goes, I'm ready to go see Tay-Tay tonight. But it's just wee stuff. I was like, I thought I was going with you. And he goes, no. I was like, you told me. He goes, I haven't told you. I haven't talked to you in a week. I was like, yeah, because I was been in Canada, driving here.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. So he goes, basically he goes, yeah, no, London got passed. She's good. And then plus, Beth actually came out, and her sister's gone. I was like, oh. He goes, oh, by the way, there's no hotels for 150 miles. I was like, there's got to be a hotel. I'll worry about that later. I was like, okay, fine. So I'm all now in Washington.
Is that because, who was it that was actually
Taylor playing? Swift.
Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle?
No, I just know Kanye is not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, he could kiss my ass. So I go, I was like, well, I'm here by myself. What do I do? I know what I do.
Did
I
Taylor
go,
Swift
do I go to the Victory dealership, and I trade in my gunner, and I buy cross country, and I love this cross country. It was beautiful. It was like a denim paint. Dark cherry over black. All right. And then I proceeded to try to get a hotel. I couldn't find one until Bellingham, which was literally 150 miles away from Seattle, because even the hooker motels were sold out in Seattle.
So you traded your bike?
So I traded my gunner in.
Just to kill time because you couldn't find a hotel?
Exactly.
I thought you wrecked it.
Anyway.
So then the cross country, I was fast forward 9 months.
Okay.
What? Okay. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the wreck.
Yeah.
We've had Taylor Swift climb. Why does that even
because
do
her name,
wreck?
My bike was Taylor Swift. Her Taylor name was Tay Tay.
Anyway, did Taylor Swift have to, did she do the song Jesus Take the Wheel? Is that who did
it? No, that was like Carrie Underwood or something.
Oh, never mind. All right, cool. Go ahead.
All right, anyways. So now I'm tired. I'm on Rayford. I'm in the back roads of Rayford somewhere.
Are you at the intersection of Skybone?
No, I was not there. Oh. Okay. And I was taking a turn, and it was right when pollen season happened.
Pollen sucks. Well, we don't really have a lot of pollen here at the beach.
I know. I love it. We have sand here.
Now that I think about it, like, I don't.
It's nothing like
Fayetteville. I don't see, like, yellow blankets everywhere.
Like, Fayetteville, Southern Pines area.
Yeah, it was, like, just like you woke up and you were like, oh. It was worse than snow.
It was like snow, but with yellow pollen. It was disgusting.
It's allergy hell.
It's allergy hell. It's miserable. It just started drizzling, but it wasn't enough rain to actually push the pollen off the road. It was just enough to bring it to the surface of the road. And if you remember, that shit's slick. So I've come around, turn, not even going fast. And my bike was like, start slipping away from me. I stand her up, just tried to recover a little bit, end up jumping the curb, splitting hair, like threading a needle between two trees, getting kicked off the bike. And I freaking, yeah, that was
it. Did she hurt at all?
I hurt my back. And then I had a big welt from where the crash bar hit my leg. So
the bike didn't hit the trees or anything. It just
the bike like got shredded by the trees. Luckily I had a
fairing. Did it hit the tree?
It hit branches and stuff like that.
Oh,
but it didn't hit the tree.
Okay, and then you kind of hopped off on it, and then of course
I got thrown off into another tree. It hurt. I'm not gonna lie, but I survived. I was okay. I learned that A, pollen really sucks and slippery. B, not to ride tired, because I was a little bit tired, so my reaction time wasn't as much. Yeah. And then underestimate, and the value, I would say, is three things guys get in accidents. You know, other cars or cars on the road, overestimating a turn, and then alcohol. So that was my fault. Yeah.
What else? So Baby Seal didn't have nothing.
No, that was Baby Seal. No, that was another time.
You just said you didn't.
No, well, okay. I laid Baby Seal down, but she was okay.
That sounds so wrong. I laid Baby Seal down, but she's okay.
Like, Baby Seal was laid down by me, but she was also told. But that wasn't my fault. That was a trike came in back of the pack, blew up the pack.
Were you on the bike when the bike went down?
I was on the bike sitting there. The bike didn't go down when it got totaled.
How did it get totaled then?
Because it blew up the saddlebag, blew up the fenders, pushed me into another bike.
Okay.
And but you kept it up.
Yeah, I kept it up.
Okay.
And then, so that's how Baby Seal got told, because it was just like too much damage. Everything got touched, like everything. Mm-hmm. The time I did lay her down, though, I kept riding. I was in Ohio by myself, and coming on the corner, it was pouring rain. It was like not drizzling. It was just like straight pouring. It was miserable all by myself. And I was two highways were merging. I hit some rubble and some tar snakes in the road. Back end broke loose. I'm freaking fighting Baby Seal. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm just about to get it. And all of a sudden, she said, nope. Next thing I know, I'm sliding down the highway in the back of my back. And just, I tucked my elbows up. I had my leather wall saved my ass. My belt saved my lower back. And my cut, it saved my back. And I'm seeing sparks coming up from Baby Seal, just going everywhere. It's just, this guy in a white Camaro stops. Okay, well, I come to stop. I was like, after I thought, oh, man, my bike's going to run me over. I come to stop. Baby Seal comes to stop 2 feet from me. Guy in a white Camaro stops, jumps out of traffic. He goes, dude, are you okay? I was like, what the hell just happened? He goes, you slid down the highway. I don't know how far, but it was far. I was like, he goes, are you okay? You know, checked myself over, checked my privates. Did you know your
tootsie privates? You didn't know they weren't there?
I just want to make sure that was good. You know, I
was like, it a priest?
Yeah. No, I was like, okay, no.
Oh, wait, you checked them.
I checked.
I thought he was like, oh, yeah, he came by, he checked me out, checked my privates.
No.
May the Lord be with you. No.
And then he goes,
was trying to bless you.
He goes, I was like, yeah, I think I'm fine. He goes, how about your bike? I was like, I don't know. Help me start it up. So I pushed it up. Okay.
All this in the rain?
All this in the rain.
Hey, Massif, did you give him any money?
No. Because I was too shaken.
He deserved like a tip or something in the rain.
It sounded like
he got a little bit of a tip.
He did. He got just the tip.
So then I freaking push it up. I look over the bike real fast. I was like, didn't see any damage. I was like, starts right up. I was like, okay. cool. Ride to the next exit, get to the gas station. I'm pretty sure that guy's out there, like, telling a story, like, dude, this one time, this guy freaking...
This guy, and he hopped right back on it,
right? He hopped right back on, that's yeah. what he went.
He's probably on a different podcast right now.
He's in a podcast yeah. right now, okay?
Yeah, his Bible podcast or something, his priest podcast.
He was in an IROC Camaro. I mean, this guy was...
Or the mullet?
No, no mullet, but I mean, we're talking about Ohio. He definitely had a mustache, I remember, okay?
So yeah, he's at least 40.
Oh, he was trying to get you, like, put the lotion on his skin. That's what he wanted.
I got all the popsicles down in the basement.
We go, I go to the thing, and my bike had two marks on it. That's it.
Wow.
Front highway bar and rear highway bar. Had two file marks, slid for 150 feet down the road, and that's all. Wow. I still have 15 more 100 miles to go in my trip because... I was going to Upper Peninsula, Michigan. So I had another 500 miles the next day, and then I had 1,000 miles to come back. So, of course, I didn't tell my wife about this at all. This is day one of a four-day trip. I didn't tell her at all. I come home. I was like, hey, look at my back. I just got, when I finally did get back, I had, like, two bruise marks on my back. Just looked like I was in jail for too long. And
again, with all this, you know.
Just stop. All right. And.
Did you drop the soap?
Did you get the honey bun?
Nope.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't know about that?
No. Anyways, we'll talk about it later. Sorry.
I think we talked about it on an episode.
No. So she looks, she goes, what the hell happened to you? I was like, bike went down. And she goes,
a priest.
She goes, what happened? I told her.
What got into you? A priest got into me.
And her response isn't like, are you okay? Or are you fine? Or like, what? It was like, I thought your cut looked a little more scratched up than before. So I was like, yeah, that's my wife.
That was cut up?
It cut was cut up.
No, I wore that cut for a while. It was great. Well, leather,
trust me, he wore it for a while. It still smelled. It smelled very bad.
Oh, it smelled like horror. It smelled like death. I went to go kissed Jess goodbye one night, and I was like, oh, did you fart? And she goes, no. Why? I was like, because something smells over here. And she smells my cut. She goes, oh, it's your cut smells. I was like, smell. I was like, oh, it was soaking wet. It was like, oh, it was just nasty. Yeah.
Well, have you had any more than that? Or
oh, tons. I could go on for stories. I mean, there was the time in going out to Colorado.
Okay.
Where we were in a pack.
Why did you just look at Kyle? Like, you remember that time we went at, like...
No, not him. Like, no. There was a time that we were going... Because he asked me the question, dummy.
Oh. Well, so, you guys remember that time? Like, he was
he wasn't
Colorado.
There.
I remember that time.
Well, so, I'm just letting him have his moment. Yeah. You know? I've got a lot of stories, too, but I'm just letting him have his moment.
It's like an old man on a rocking chair right now.
Oh, just back in the day. Yeah. There was this day in Colorado. No.
I went for someone to page me just so I can get out of here.
This priest.
We hit all the weather. I remember we hit all the weather going out to Colorado. And the one nice day we had a traffic cone. Someone hit one of the big barrel size cones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was pushed into the lane. We were two up. We shouldn't have been two up. It was stupid of us to be two up, but I was deep in the pack.
What's two up?
When you're side by side. Okay. Oh. So we should have been staggered or single
file. What's two down?
I don't know.
Freaking. You and that priest?
that's 10 toes down, I think.
You're too late on your joke. You're too late on your joke.
And that was for Joe.
And by the way, we're not trying to pick on anyone who's Catholic or anything.
Except Pappy.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, you are Catholic? Oh, God. That was perfect. Holy moly. Gosh, I'm sorry for the Avellinos. I'm sorry.
We're not practicing Catholic like every other Catholic out there.
What is it? You're not practicing Catholic?
Yeah. Every Catholic out there is not practicing Catholic.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought when you go to church, you practice.
No, I don't go to church.
Oh.
No, that's stage four. Stage five is not doing it, apparently.
Yeah, stage five, so.
Anyways.
Can't tell you what stage five is.
One of those barrels got kicked up, okay, and all of a sudden I remember looking up, and I was like, holy shit. And there's this barrel flying, and then I look down, and the whole pack explodes, and there's bikes flying. And then the next day, I didn't actually go down at all in that time.
I was about to say.
I was fine.
The barrel exploded the
barrel's
next day.
Up in the road. The next day, everyone got back up. We regrouped and kept going. Next day, we went through a tornado. Well, not one tornado, but two tornadoes. It was like we were in Kansas. Don't ever ride through Kansas. Kansas is absolutely miserable and boring.
Well, there's nothing there. Yeah, I know, flew over like, Kansas, and there,
it's horrid.
Nothing.
Well, you ever been in the wind so strong where you're leaning your bike into the wind to counter?
Somewhat, but not like...
Okay, well,
probably to that extent,
you're throwing. Yeah. We're throwing the bikes in. Okay, yeah. And we just getting pounded by rain. Just absolutely miserable. Was like, why are we doing this? I was like, oh, cool. You know, let's keep going. I'm just too young and freaking.
Well, those are the ones you remember. You don't remember the 72 degrees days.
Nope, you don't. So, and all of a sudden, we go under an underpass, and all you see is this black wall of death in front of you. Okay, just ominous black wall of death. And then all of a sudden, you see these two tornadoes, one on each side of the highway. 70. I was like, we're riding into the shit. Like, why are we riding into this? Like, this is like, no, okay, we're probably going to die. Then the next day after that, we came into Colorado, and it was like a line in the stand. It was like straight up like, no hail, hail. And it was like, and it came on that fast. Like, the front of the pack was through that area. And by the time we got there, there was no hail. They're like, we were just there. There was no hail.
Wow.
And, yeah. It came on that fast.
Weird.
And then a bike, I was like, hey, look, it's hail. And then all of a sudden I picked my eyes up, and again, there was two more bikes like spinning in front of me. I was like, oh, well, cool. I'm not, you know, I somehow stayed up during that.
Two more bikes in front of me are spinning out. Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Like, this is, we're all going to die.
I know a priest that can call and help you.
We're all going to die. And then I broke off away from that single. I went up to my friend's wedding, Nick's wedding, to his
Your whatever you call
heterosexual life partner. I don't know why this is so hard for you, okay? Just because you don't have one, you know, maybe you should get one.
Okay.
All right.
It does. His name's Kevin.
No, I thought it was Justin.
What? Oh, there's some.
Is there a love triangle going on?
The streets are a little rocky.
Okay, well, so then we go into, I pick up Jess. She flies down from Alaska.
Okay.
And then I pick her up in Montana. We go and it's through Wyoming, Montana, absolutely gorgeous weather. No close calls there. Go in Washington, pick her up, and go to the wedding. Nice. Go down into California. Nice. After the wedding, we went to visit my family. Wonderful there. And then I look at Jess. I was like, hey, you know, you made it this far. Time for me to go to North Carolina. She goes, okay. And I was like, well, you want to come? And she goes, yeah, sure. I'll get a flight on the way. Well, we go to Arizona, New Mexico, still riding, getting to Texas. Jess will never ride in Texas again because we come into Conway, Texas. And the only weather I haven't hit so far was a dust storm. Well, Conway, Texas, and dust storm galore. So we hit like a microburst. And it was like, okay, you know, we can see right through it, go right through it. Once again, like windy, it's all windy. Like throwing the bike like
super
this.
Windy, and then dust all in your face.
Does it hurt? And
doesn't feel good.
Did you have a full face or
no?
Ooh,
what'd you have on?
Half shell.
You rarely ever wear a half shell.
Back then, I wore half shell, and then I think after
you
this, I learned.
You got learned
after you've gone down enough.
Yeah, I only went down twice.
I don't, it keeps adding. Every I swear, like it was once.
I've been twice.
Two,
I've only
I've
told
three bikes and two.
I've three bikes.
No wonder
total.
Insurance company just pays your. You're all over the place.
He's talking about crashing, and I'm like, okay, here we go. And now he's halfway across the country, and I'm still waiting for his crash.
Like, yeah, sure, we're gonna pay it.
Is right now, okay? Conway, Texas. All right, Conway, Texas.
We are at the location.
We're in Conway, Texas. Okay, so I've gone all the way across the country, picked up my future wife. Okay, who was just my girlfriend at the time, and she was not planning on moving to North Carolina at all. She was just like along for the ride. Just thought she was going from Montana to Washington.
Now she knows she was just along for the ride.
Well, she thought she was just going from Montana to Washington, and then she's going to fly back to Alaska. She ends up going down to California with me. Now she's in Conway, Texas. Microburst, go through another microburst, and all of a sudden we hit the third one. And I thought it was a microburst, and it was not a microburst, and it was black. It was like, holy shit. Like, I cannot see anything.
Wow, really?
I couldn't see nothing. It was, so all I could do was just gear down. I couldn't see lanes. I couldn't see cars in front of me. I geared down, throttled down, and I just basically puckered up and said, as soon as I see something,
did you close your eyes?
Fudge, no.
He was trying to see.
I knew to see. I was like, So, also, I see two taillights. I broke left, all right? As soon as I I came down the side of that car. My fairing took out their mirror. My crash bar came down the side and broke off. Okay. As soon as I came down the side of the car, I saw that the car was crashed into a gas truck.
Oh, wow.
And then that gas truck
right next to leaking gas.
Was horn. Then
and then.
Then I I broke left again because I saw another semi in front of me.
And you're,
so
I took it you're running out of lanes.
And then
I ran out of room, okay? I have to hard 90 it into the median. So now somehow I kept it all up. I just dumped the bike. I was like, because I hear a crunch and I don't know what the hell happened. So I look at Jess. I was like, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. So then I go to go help check out the car that I just came downside and just go back up and see what the hell's going on. I couldn't see nothing. All of a sudden, Jess sees a trail of gas coming down right to my bike.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's watched way too many movies where things blown up. Like, oh, no, the world's going to blow up. Okay. And she goes, babe, you might want to move your bike. I was like, okay. So I move my bike. And as soon as I turn around to move it, I hear the J-brake coming in. And it smashes into the back of that car that I was just coming into.
Oh,
but didn't hit your bike.
No, because I was in the median.
Oh.
Okay. So the J-brake came in. So it was going, the semi smashed into the car that was.
And then?
It was one of those and-ends.
And then?
So I go back, finally do get back up there. I go check on the passengers in the car. There's one lady, God rest her soul.
She died?
She did die.
Right then?
Yeah. Semi just smashed in the back of her Prius or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah, real shit.
Okay. Where was the priest when you needed him? Holy shit.
And then the two pastors actually lived. They were smashing into the gas truck.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
She's trying to save gas, and then she gets rammed by a freaking gas truck.
Dang, that's kind of ironic.
So
I just want to let you know that the person who's talking all about, he's the churchgoer of the group.
Yeah.
He is. He's a churchgoer.
Yeah. Okay. Right. But in the total of this wreck, there was 6 semis, 6 cars, and my motorcycle. Mm. And the motorcycle is the only one that rode away.
Wow. All
right. And up a quarter mile up the road was a gas station just covered in dirt, just like everything. I get some duct tape my fairing back together. All right. Because it's
cracked. Keep going.
And keep going because we're in Conway, Texas. There's nothing there. Nothing at all.
Got we a free refill of
we
gas.
We did get a hotel. I did fill up gas. We got a hotel room. Jess goes, can we get a hotel room just for the night? I was like, yeah, definitely. Okay, I don't know what the hell happened. And then finally, when we got to the hotel room, I was like, what the hell just happened again? It was like, what was that?
Yeah.
And I have a duct tape fairing. Jess is a trooper. Next day, we end up going another 900 miles. Okay. Next day, we go another 900 miles, and lightning strikes right next to us in Atlanta, and another rainstorm. And then we got to North Carolina.
I don't know if I'm riding with you after all that.
Yeah,
you're not the first person to ever said that to me.
I'd be like, you know what? Maybe this riding thing ain't for me.
One guy.
Maybe I don't me.
Had this one guy. He was prospecting. And he came, and we're coming back from Boston. And we're in one side of Boston. He had to get through everything. He had to get back down here for a VA appointment or something. So we made through east side of Boston to west side of Boston in rush hour traffic, 5 o'clock. Through tunnels and everything in 45 minutes.
I guess that's good. I don't know.
Well, yeah. It was really good in the sense that he looks over and he goes, I'm not sure if this guy's trying to kill me because he thought I didn't like him.
Oh.
He goes, I'm not sure if this guy's trying to kill me or if he's just this how he rides. But that was some of the funnest riding I've ever done in my life because we were everywhere. It was like, I don't care. I will take shoulders. I will take.
Yeah,
lane split.
Well, and that's one thing we haven't said about is like, what do you think about like lane splitting? And
I
stuff?
Believe in lane splitting.
I believe in it to an extent. I believe in it when the traffic has stopped and everything. But when you're going 50 miles an hour and there's cars on both sides and you're trying to get around, you just need to be patient and wait.
No. I am not waiting for those two jackasses that are pacing each other.
No, if they're going 20 miles an hour, that's one thing. If they're on the highway going 70 and you've waited forever, that's one thing. But if literally you're going 45 miles an hour, car on the left slowly passing, you just have to wait a couple seconds. Just be patient.
I'm
going
to make a smart move. Yeah. I will let Okay.
Because you're kind of asking for trouble at that point. I feel like it's like...
I'm going to let you make a move. Yeah. If you don't make a move, I'm going to make a move. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. There's offensive riding. Okay. I will split you or I will come on a shoulder or something like that. Just based on the fact that I don't like being stuck behind two cars that are just pacing each other. Because that means one of them's not paying attention to something and the other one's just taking up the space.
I like being ahead of traffic a lot because you don't have to worry about the car in front of you stopping and then the car behind you not paying attention. You get sandwiched.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just be hit in the back and push forward rather than just be completely sandwiched.
I'd rather just speed up and get away from all of them.
Correct. That too.
I mean, and the one thing I believe California actually has done right in all the things that they've done wrong.
Is lane splitting.
Is lane splitting.
Yeah.
And I find it funny how...
The only time I really do it, though, is like on the treacherous Rayford Road.
That dude, death is...
Hey, I go right in between those cars.
Many men. Yeah. Many men wish death upon me.
And the other thing is, you ride liquid cooled. Your bike's liquid cooled, right?
My FZ, but not my Grom.
Okay, well, your Grom doesn't get hot enough to actually make a difference.
No.
But on all the air-cooled bikes I've ridden, they don't like traffic.
I see what you're getting at, yeah. Well, to be fair, my FZ, like if I'm in traffic, the bike is fine with, you know, traffic or whatever because the fans will cool it down as well as the engine ice and all that stuff. But at the same time, I am not comfortable with it because the engine starts getting hot and I'm like, can I move?
The engine's heating up my legs. The engine's heating up my crotch. Okay, it's going nuts, all right? It's just absolutely too hot, all right? And plus, I don't want that jackass behind me that's going freaking this, like, I'm stuck in traffic. Let me just check my Twitter. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and then it's smack. I've seen too many guys sitting at stoplights, sitting in traffic that just get smushed from behind. Okay. All right. One, two, air-cooled bike. I need that thing to cool down. Otherwise, it's going to overheat. Therefore, in a traffic situation, I'd rather take a shoulder. Because I don't trust people lane splitting.
See, and the shoulder for me, I understand where you're getting at, but at the same time, it depends on the road. But if I look at a shoulder and it's got junk all on it and stuff, I stay off of it because
I'm not digging that because that's how you get nails in your tire.
Correct. As well as like it's super slick. Like even if you get on there and then get back off, exactly.
Washington,
there could be junk on the road over there, and you run into it.
Washington and Seattle, they'll actually open up the shoulders for motorcycles in...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like a bicycle lane.
It's kind of like a bicycle lane for motorcycles, because they just realize that I'm not hurting anybody by taking a shoulder.
Yeah.
You're in your nice, cool, air-conditioned car. I know I have a choice to ride a motorcycle, okay? But at the same time, I'm in the elements. I'm taking all the heat. I'm taking all the rain. I'm taking all this crap. I'm taking all your exhaust fumes. I'm taking this. I'm taking that. This engine is hot. I'm not hurting you.
Yeah.
Let me split a lane. Let me just get out of the way.
Yeah, one thing that's so nice about being on a bike is like, oh, no, the highway is so backed up. And then you just go on the side or go in between. Oh, so and nice. Like, and then everybody that you're passing is going,
oh,
but they're just jealous. They're just jealous. They wish they could do it. Yep.
But meanwhile, they're sipping on their latte, the caramel macchiato.
The pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin spice. You mean, it's just one of those things. Yeah. So. What about you? All right, so you've heard me talk, tell some couple of my stories.
Yeah, a couple. Goodness, we've been 30 minutes in the happy. Good.
Yeah.
This sounds like another title. 30 minutes into happy.
30 minutes into happy. What a just terrible show.
Yeah. Better than 30 minutes into boogie.
Yeah. I know what Jess has never had 30 minutes of happy. Let's get to Kyle.
Hey, the priest has at least had 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. This is...
Well, long story short, and I say long story short, there's a lot of different
stuff. We talking about freaking Joe?
No. Like, talking about close calls that I've had. And, like, I remember the first one that I ever had, I had, like, stuff where it's, like, me learning and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the first close call I remember having, I was going around a turn. Not necessarily a blind turn, but, you know, kind of blind where you can't see around the turn, but so far. And I'm going around. I'm staying in my lane. I end up apexing. No, I wasn't apexing. I'm sorry. I did apex. I'm saying it right. So anyway, sorry. I know I'm confused. So I'm apexing this corner. I am on the far right side of my lane. So as far to the end of the road.
Left-hand turn?
I'm turning towards the right.
Turn towards the right, and you're in the far.
And I'm as far you're away deep I'm or as you're... far away from the other lane as possible.
Okay.
Because so I'm apexing
into,
it.
I'm deep
into the apex. Yeah. Okay. So I'm hitting that, and I'm going around, and like I said, it was kind of blind, so I see a car at kind of the last second, and to be fair, they probably didn't see me before, but the car is booking it. Well, they can't make that turn at the speed they were going without apexing. So I don't know what possessed them. Apparently, they didn't see a car or whatever. Literally, I'm not even joking with you. I remember when it happened, I turned my freaking bike around and went home because, like, I was so jittery. The bike came over into my lane. Literally, I'm not even joking, three-quarters into my lane. I was probably 5 or 6 inches.
You're now basically in the shoulder. Like, they're in your lane. Yeah.
I was on the edge of the line, and I literally, when it happened, I just didn't even know what to do. I just froze. I pulled off, and I was like, I'm going home. Like, I was just shaking because, like, it was so close. Like, I was probably going 45 in the other direction, and they were coming at me probably at 65, maybe 60. They were going faster than I was, that's right. For sure. But that was probably the first time. After that, I got into wheelies and stuff, so there's a lot of crashing with wheelies, especially even on my YouTube, because, like, as I'm learning on, you know, everything, I'm filming everything, so there's so many wrecks on my YouTube from all these wheelies of me learning. I crashed one time really hard, and I thought I got a concussion because I was trying to learn a coaster trick where basically you go back in the wheelie, you pull the clutch in and rev bomb it, so you're basically balancing it. Well, I let go of the clutch for whatever reason, and I was rev bombing, so it just slung me back so hard, and my head hit the ground so hard. Well, I got back up and kept riding, but I just felt off.
A little woozy.
Yeah.
And they call that a concussion, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just kept going.
I
didn't really know what
1990s football, you know, no big deal. See,
you probably have some kind of CTE.
You know what? I got a good helmet, you know. Yeah,
so did you get a new helmet?
Yeah, so did Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
After that?
No.
Okay, because usually they say, like...
Yeah, after a good hit, you change helmets, but I didn't.
No.
It put a little mark on my Cena, which I was most upset about. But, yeah. Makes sense. My bike was good. That was nice.
FZ or Grom?
That was the Grom. Pretty much most of my stuff is the Grom. The first one was not the Grom. But most of my incidents or close calls or whatever has been on the Grom.
So.
But the
that's why you didn't have far to fall whenever you rev bombed it because you're on the Grom.
Kind of, but I mean,
you're on the big bike.
Though, I slammed it though, like it hurt bad. So the work
endowed on you.
Yes, but not the way that you're thinking, where you slam on the brakes and then go over the front.
No, I'm thinking like freaking or looped it on you.
Oh yeah, that's part of learning wheelies. Oh, you mean on top of me?
Yeah, where
no,
bike like lands on you.
No, I haven't had it land on me. I've had one encounter where I was off roading and. I feel like I've said it on the podcast. I know I've said the story a couple times, so if I said it, sorry. But I was off-roading. It was really dark, and basically where water sheds off, it creates these little creeks in the sand. Well, my front tire on my mini bike, my Grom, whatever, went straight into it, and my front tire just stopped.
And I went back
right over the front. Okay. And I actually remember my chin from my helmet hit my front fender. I don't really know how I like slammed into it, but I guess I just slingshot it over it and hit it. But the most recent one that I can say is I was on my FZ and I'm just minding my own business and everything. And I'm in a little group ride, which I was in a big group ride. We ended up leaving and breaking the pack. It's probably six of us, six or seven. And I'm out of my business. I look up, you know, go through a light. Then the next light comes up and I said, okay. And actually all this is on my YouTube channel too. And I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it just turned red. And I was thinking about, okay, there's like seven people behind me, six people, whatever, behind me. They're definitely not going to make the light. I have the judgment call whether to take the light or not take the light. So I said, okay, let me stop because they're definitely not going to make it. So I hit the brakes. Also, I didn't say the light I know has a traffic cam. So that was another reason for me to stop. So
you want to risk it? Yeah,
exactly. And everybody behind me is, you know, in the pack. So I was like, cool. I'll just hit the brakes. Everybody will stop at the same time. Then we'll continue on. Well, the person that's following me was not paying attention to the light. They were looking at a homeless man on the side of the street as seen on the YouTube video. And he slammed into the back of me. I was probably going 5 miles an hour and he was probably going like 15, 20. I didn't even drop the bike. He literally jetted me forward.
Into traffic.
No, the light was red, but the, you know how, you know, you wait a second or two or whatever.
Yeah, you hope.
But yeah, he just shoved me right into traffic, and you know, my handlebars were going crazy, and I kept it up. My buddy ended up, it was actually my buddy who hit me. When he hit me, he fell off my bike.
Oh, he was on a bike also.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a car.
No, it was in the pack.
Okay.
Yeah. So his bike hit me, and then he fell off the bike. The bike ended up ghosting, which is, you know, he's not on it. It literally, it's on the YouTube video. He rode for, or his bike rode, I should say, probably for at least the length of this building, which is what, 300 feet something?
Yeah,
I mean,
200 feet.
Yeah, it went. He
ghost rided it. He ghost rided it, huh?
Yeah, and then he's on the ground at the intersection, picking up his stuff. His Apple Watch came off and everything. And I'm on my bike. I don't know what went on. So I'm just like jetting to try to pick up, stop his bike, because his bike is just going straight down the road. It ends up going over the median and going into oncoming. But luckily there was no cars, so we pick up the bike, push it over to the other side, and we're like, "Hey, you good?" So, yeah. And then they look at me like, "You good?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And then the next day I was so sore because his handlebar actually went into my back. So that sucked. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. But there's been a lot of close calls that I've had, but those are like I guess those are technically not close calls. They're more crashes, but at the same time, a couple of them could have been a lot worse. I know the first one was a close call.
It was a close call. You know where close call, it was impact. And this is what I learned about ABS brakes.
Oh, yeah.
I was riding my cross country. I had a cross country and I had a high ball at the same time. And I went from my cross country to my high ball. I was in a pack. And you know where you go over the railroad tracks from, not near Hay Street, but on the other side. You come off of 95. I forget what it is.
Railroad tracks.
Anyways, railroad tracks. Everyone gunned it coming around.
It's like Robinson or something.
Yeah, it sounds. I think it's like over by Robinson. So you come around the corner, and all of a sudden, everyone slows down for the railroad tracks. Well, I was in the pack. Everyone gunned it, so I gunned it. And all of a sudden, everyone slows down, so I hit the brakes. And next thing I know, my freaking back end is like right there. I was like, hey, there's my back tire. And there's a fishtail back. And then we start going again, and it's just snaps back into place. I was like, I was like, ABS brakes, they work.
You know what? I actually just thought of another one. This is a really recent close call. I was on my Grom riding with just a few people, maybe four or five people. And we're all just having a good time. Well, I'm in a wheelie, and my brake, you use your rear brake to slow down and to stop and everything. My rear brake failed. So I was in the wheelie. My rear brake just goes mush, and I go back, and I just was like, So I'm like, in my brain, I don't know what made me do it. I guess just reaction, but I start like pumping the brake to try to get the brake back. And as that's happening, I'm going back, and I end up scraping the back of my bar at like literally 35 miles an hour. And I'm like, and then I end up hitting the brake, brings me back. And then my friends are going, yeah. And I'm like, I did not mean to do that. Like, oh my God, I could have slammed so hard.
You could have been like the coolest guy in the world.
I mean, I was, because I pulled it off. I did hit and then I came back, but I didn't like keep the wheelie going. But I mean, I was like, I did not mean to do that. And they're like, you did it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it again. It was just, it is so close to wrecking.
What you got, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done a wheelie, so I don't.
Well, you don't have to do a wheelie. What kind of close calls?
I already said I closed my eyes and I was like,
he's got one story.
I don't want to be. My life is about to be over.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I do have this one time I was at a stoplight and they didn't weren't paying attention and they're like, and when I looked over, they were right beside me.
But, ooh.
You know. And I have seen Facebook videos where people get hit like that, and it just looks horrible.
That was one.
What's your take on lane splitting and stuff like that and shoulder riding?
Yeah, I believe in lane splitting. I mean, especially when you're riding with a group or something, you know.
You know, I just think about it. While we're talking about, you know, close calls and stuff, my dad actually had a really close call, and it's one of the biggest reasons that right now he's not on a motorcycle. He wants another one already, but he was in the country, and he loves riding in the country.
In like the country part of the... Like he's in the country, like
he's
what
in
country?
Africa. No, but he's in the country.
Canada. He's in
area.
Canada, where happy should be.
But
they kicked me out.
He's riding. He's minding his own business. And I know. And but he told me about it. And basically, he came up to a four-way stop or maybe it was a two-way stop. I think it's two-way. But anyways, it was two-way.
There's some people stopping.
Yeah.
What's a two-way stop and a four-way stop?
Four-way stop, everybody stops. Two-way stop, only...
Two people stop.
But wouldn't that be...
It's a four-way intersection.
That was only two people
stopping. Four-way intersection, two-way stop. So that way, like, these people have the right-of-way because it's a busy road. Mm-hmm. These people are trying to fight to get across.
And I'm tracking.
Joe's learning how to drive here.
Yeah, well...
Long story short, my dad had the right-of-way. He was going to keep going. He slows down because he sees a car coming. He was like, oh, they're slowing down. They're going to stop. So then he hits the gas to keep going because he had apparently mm-hmm. slowed down. The car just hit the gas and just freaking went right into – he said he barely dodged it. And I want to say he said he went behind the car. Could be wrong about that. But he said he got so close and he ended up going off the road to avoid it. And he went down into a ditch and was just jumping back and forth, going up and down, and ended up pulling it out of there, which actually reminds
me. Did he sell the bike?
No, he ended up selling the bike.
Because
I mean, he kept it up, but after that, he kind
of
did what I did. After that, he was, like, jittery, rode home, told my mom. My mom was like, heck no. And anyways, throughout the years, my mom ended up having a car or truck accident. Not her fault, but somebody hit her. And she couldn't ride anymore. My dad was having back issues, and that was one of the biggest reasons is because of the back issues. But at the same time, my dad constantly talks about how dangerous it is and brings up that story because literally that was, like, so close to, like,
so
seriously beginning
what
hurt.
Do you do? I mean, do you – so
– I mean
– You, okay. Let's go with you. Let's,
okay.
You're – do you feel – after a close call, like actual, like thing, just we're going to go imagination line, okay? Where you actually have a bike.
Yep.
You have a close call. Yep. All right. Almost near death, but don't die. You go down, you slide down the highway, mm-hmm. something like that. Do you hang it up or do you get back on the bike and ride?
I think keep riding. I mean, because you can't let that beat you. You can't let it, you know, I ain't going to let nothing beat me.
Well,
I mean,
if my dad listens to this, he might reconsider.
Well, I mean, so I'm.
Mrs. Barber,
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Yeah, Mrs. Barber, I hope I'm still in your good graces. Just one of those things. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna let nothing beat me. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I mean, I'll still ride.
That's kind of how I look at it, but at the same time,
I think
like
you
that
just
one
have to change
day,
your ride style. I mean,
nope. Bye, yeah, Felicia.
I've changed
my ride style.
And how have you done that?
I
stop riding as much.
He's got louder pipes so they can hear
my truck. I ride my truck now.
No.
So I changed my riding style, went a little more truck. You look mad. Like maybe I'm true. Like, you know, normally people get mad when stuff's true. Not for real.
No, I'm just, it's funny how you talk shit and yet you have no bike.
I mean, I do you,
none.
Okay,
none.
You ride a bike
none.
Like once a
you want to lease my bike.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Just so I can ride it when I want to. I don't want to
you're
ride
right.
all the time.
I'm yeah,
when I, want to.
I got you. You can,
wow. That is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. You could. Point being, though, is that. I don't even know what the point is right now.
Oh, Lord.
I do know is that I have changed my ride style. I've calmed it down. I mean, I still. It goes back to, I could say there's four types of ride styles. Offensive. Defensive. Aggressive and an asshole. I would say that.
Joe's getting another call.
I'm definitely not a defensive rider. Well,
it's my son. He wants to know when I'm coming to pick him up. He has a basketball game.
Oh.
No. Well, we're almost done.
Yeah, no, we're good. No worries. Right. He wants
I would say that.
He's not, trust me, he's way better at baseball than he is basketball. I'm not really too worried.
We're not going for the scholarships here?
No Michael Jordan here.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Larry Bird?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help. He's 5'2". I mean, that doesn't have nothing. It doesn't, you know. Height.
Well, he's still growing.
I hope.
Give him a chance.
We hope.
Then again, we are looking at Joe here.
Yeah.
In his tower.
I'm 6 foot.
In your tower?
Yeah.
In his cubicle, you mean?
I'm not in a cubicle. If I'm in a cubicle, then you're in a cubicle, Happy.
I'm at a desk.
No,
nope. That's a desk.
Counter. It's the exact same thing. You know what? This is what y'all try to do. Y'all try to.
I think if it's a tower, you need to stay up.
Y'all trying.
I'm
y'all trying
you.
Me.
Like, mine's more of a tower than yours because they actually have to, like, there's some people that can't get
we
up.
We mirrored it to be the exact
there's
same
people
thing.
That can't actually see over the top of my counter.
Who? A 5-year-old?
Like, short people?
A 5-year-old? I guess they
would. Your son? Yeah. He's 5'2"?
You know, before today, I didn't even know those computers over there. I thought that was just a break room because you were always over there.
Yeah, always over there. Here, go hit your little button, man. Whatever, man.
Sorry.
All right. Do you think there's a ride style of those four that's better or worse? I mean,
that's good. Yeah, I like that. Probably what you think, Joe?
Defensive, probably.
Defensive.
Yeah. Defensive. I think actually defensive is the worst. No, I mean asshole is definitely the worst because now you're just pissing off everyone and you're just riding angry.
What would you consider like you're careful around other cars, but when the cars are gone, you do wheelies?
Offensive.
Okay, so I'm offensive.
No, I wouldn't think so. That'd be defensive.
No way.
If you're careful, you're being defensive.
If you're careful around cars, but you're waiting for them.
I don't lane split while the cars are moving. I only lane split if I'm at a dead stop and I literally cannot wait.
Are you making moves or are you waiting for all the cars to make their move and then you make your move? Are you reacting to traffic or are you trying to?
If there is a lot of traffic, I just follow the flow. If there's a little bit of traffic, I get in front of it.
Then I would say you're probably defensive with more off, but more
defensive with a little bit off. I think I'm defensive in my riding style when there is a lot of cars or a lot of bikes around. I think
when you're stunning,
me.
You're being aggressive because you're actually riding like hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, then I'm always aggressive.
No,
for the most
I wouldn't
part,
say that because you're. No, I'm not saying
that's not a bad.
Yeah, Kyle, we're definitely not saying you're aggressive by no means.
No, you're like the least aggressive person in the whole wide world.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Kyle.
You know, I will say, Happy, you made fun of my voice today. That was a...
Yeah. Happy's in, like, trying to pick on people. Maybe.
Yeah, Happy
I
said
get
earlier,
barraged.
Happy said earlier, why don't you do your thing?
And break your kneecap on the way home.
That is the meanest thing you can say.
Yeah.
Happy said earlier, why don't you do your little thing? And I was like, what? He's like, your little, hey, guys. What? I'm here at Battleship? And I'm like,
hey, guys, it's cool. Kyle here. I'm at Battleship Cycles Marine, and I'm here to tell you
jazz
about
hands.
Jazz hands.
Just because I have the, what's going on, guys? Today we're
what's
here.
Going
Yeah.
That was how I started all my videos, so I just can't get rid of it.
That's so funny. Joe, I would say he's just completely, you know.
Joe's just really tired over there. He don't want to.
Hey, gosh.
You going after my voice though? You going after my voice though?
Yeah.
Hello, folks. You wish you could be manly like me.
I mean, it'd be all right. Could be worse.
I don't know. It'd be.
Could be like.
I like to think I ride better than you, Happy.
How would we know? We don't have any statistics.
Did you literally just.
The statistic is. The driving record, I do.
No, the statistic is the number of miles. You have, what, maybe 200 miles on your bike?
No, like 1,000.
I feel like that's...
Oh, 1,000.
I guarantee you, my first 1,000 was a lot safer than your first 1,000.
No, I was pretty good my first 1,000.
I feel like you saying you're safer is like a basketball team saying, we're undefeated. How many games you played? 2. Oh, we've played 20. We've only lost 1, but we played 20.
I mean, your ride style is like...
You're a brand new boxer. You fought one person, but you're better than Muhammad Ali because you haven't lost.
I'm undefeated. I mean, is it a lie? Are you undefeated? Yes, it's not a lie. So,
I mean,
no accidents. I'm better rider.
God, I really want to go into it, but this joke is so offensive. I'm not even going to do it.
Can we get
I'm actually going to filter this joke. Okay.
Thank goodness.
But the fact is, it's like just being the best. It's like you're Billy Madison in second grade, okay?
I'm okay with that. I like Billy Madison. Yeah, I mean.
It's like you're Billy Madison in second grade. Look at me, guys. I got an A.
Yeah, and he's pushing kids to.
Yeah.
You know, that's me.
You're not cool unless you pee your pants, Joe.
Yeah. And seeing penguins, I guess.
But
oh, that needs to get out of the board. Today, Junior.
Today, Junior.
That's good.
But I will say that. I don't know. My ride sounds definitely more aggressive and offensive. Yeah. It's just aggressive.
I guess you are when you're in a Ram truck. I guess it would be very aggressive.
Oh. At least that's not a Mustang.
Yeah, it'd be like, it sounds very aggressive, guys.
This guy over here. That's right. You're cute.
I mean, I'm just.
Anyways, well, thank you very much. Okay,
yeah.
Let us know what you guys think about different ride styles. What it actually is means to be a safe driver. Let us know what you guys think about lane splitting.
What do you think is the safest ride thing? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear. Do you think defensive is better? Do you think offensive better? You know, you went over the couple. Let's say it one more time so everybody knows.
Offensive. what I consider, I'll even give you what I consider, okay? Offensive is when you're making moves around the traffic, okay? In a safe manner where you're not here to, you're not pissing anyone off, you're not doing anything, but you're not going to wait for traffic to make the move. You're going to make the move for them, okay?
Yeah, after you've described it, I would definitely say offensive for the most part. Defensive, okay. When I'm in, a lot of
defenses is you're letting traffic move around you, and you're just riding. You're picking your lane.
You're trusting the traffic.
You're trusting traffic to not kill you.
Yeah, you're going slow, so you're like, they won't hit me. I'm going under the speed limit. Yeah.
Aggressive is that you have a tendency to make some unsafe moves in the sense that other people, non-riders, would be considered unsafe, like Joe, all right, where it is like you might lane split, you might take a shoulder, you are going to...
So you're aggressive.
Yeah.
He's not. I anticipate what the traffic's going to do, right?
So do I. I'm looking 5 moves ahead every single time.
So if I'm riding, I see something that's about to happen, I'm probably going to move left when I see it, you know.
Right. I'm anticipating that, you know, this person's going to blow that light. This person's going to cut me off over here. This person's going to do. So in order to avoid all that, I'm going to do this, 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 and then this. And then I'm going to get ahead of all this, and then that way those people are idiots and behind me.
That's worked out for you so far, yeah?
It has so far.
I'm
sitting here next to you.
So, 2 bikes, 1 bike.
1 bike.
I've crashed 2, right. No 1.
3
no
totals.
Hold on. What are you, Joe? Are you defensive?
Joe's.
Yeah, I said I was defensive.
Okay, no, now defensive. I will say, to finish this up, I.
All right, hold on.
So
go with last time. Well, last time was asshole. What would you consider asshole rider?
You want a bad day?
No.
I think someone who does burnouts and just like.
No, reps. That's not an asshole rider. I think an asshole rider is like someone that's kicking riding angry doors. And kicking car doors and doing like someone that's just basically that's going to brake check a car behind them. Like, I'm not going to brake check a
you're
car.
You're asking for it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not like, doing a bike.
When they have a car and you have a bike, the car is a weapon.
Yeah. The car is is going to win, okay? I understand. I'm just going to get away from them.
Unless it's a Prius.
Okay. My bike is bigger than a Prius.
I know.
But
well, from
doing
what
that kind of just riding angry, just coming up behind next to him and just freaking just riding angry, I think, is an asshole rider.
Well, I definitely, you know, I think I'm with Joe here because we've just heard I'm, what did you say, offensive, okay? Yeah. Now, I've had a lot of, you know, crashes doing wheelies and stuff, and I'm not going to count that. That's me. But in essence, I've had more close calls and more, you know, incidents. You are aggressive. You have had the most, I would say, without counting my
little wheelies. I also have the most miles.
Okay. Joe, but defensive, 0.
1. He closed his eyes.
But I didn't. My bike never. Dude, I never. My bike never even touched anything.
Defensive. He literally closes his eyes and trusts that the traffic will just do whatever.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm gonna close. There's no place like home.
I trust.
There's
the
no
OT.
Place like home. What are you, freaking damn Dorothy over here?
Look, I made it. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to do some kind of contest where we actually ride because trying to get you to ride is about impossible. But
I will put a poll on this podcast. What kind of riding do you think is the safer riding? Or would you rather it be, what kind of rider are they?
They?
Would you want to hear what our audience is? What kind of riders they are? Or would you want to hear what they
think? I think that people are going to vote on a poll based off of what they feel comfortable. Like, yeah, obviously I'm the best rider in the whole wide world. Therefore, that's my size the best.
Okay.
But in the same sense that, I mean, I think offensive is probably better. I mean, aggressive is probably not the best.
Okay? Yeah.
I will admit that I think offensive is best, where I'm going to be responsible, you know,
so,
not push luck.
So I'll put a poll on there. I'll say what it is and everything. But on the poll, just say what you think you are.
And yeah, just what you think is best. Also, give us a comment. If you've had, like, a close call story that you want us to talk about on air, then let us know. Put that on there. DM us. Let's say, hey, look, this happened to me one time. And we'll be happy to share your guys' stories. That way we can actually get more than just us. We want to hear from you guys, our
That'd
faithful
be cool to
five
have, like,
listeners.
That would be cool to have an episode of just, like, close call stories like that or wreck stories or something like that, and we call people. That'd be cool.
If you want us to call you and talk, so you can talk about your thing.
Yeah,
if
you want to be on the show, you can just
give us a call and say, hey, look, you know, my number is this. I would like to be on a show. And we could say, here you go. And we'll pipe it over Joe's phone, and you'd be like, you're live on One Down, Five Up type of thing.
Right, for Kim calls.
Yep. Bradford, Kim calls, and Gavin.
We're going to have to schedule the calls, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. I'm pretty sure we could do some coordination, okay? Yeah. You are behind a cubicle. You have a desk back there. Yeah.
Definitely not going to let you do the organization, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got it. I'm not organized.
Ooh.
I'm not. Ooh, no. Whoops, let me...
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey guys, thanks a lot. You've been listening to another wonderful episode of One Down, Five Up. I'm happy.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is Joe.
And we will see you guys next time for whatever crazy crap we do.
Yeah, Joe, you want to sing for us? Come on. Tootsie Slide.
I'll turn it down.
I don't want to be.
Nope.
Bye. Shiga, shiga, boom, boom.
Bye, Felicia.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Shiga, boom.